نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم. This morning, instead of discussing or continuing with the dua, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, it just comes to mind that since اعتِقَاف is going to commence from tomorrow evening, inshallah, therefore just one or two things about this اعتِقَاف. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, then after the 20th fast, people will be sitting in i'tikaf throughout the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no one more closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one greater after Allah ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was nobody who was engaged in more da'wat and tabligh than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one who made more zikr of Allah ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one who made more tilawat of the Quran Sharif than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one who did more welfare and social work, caring for the poor, the needy, the orphans, the destitute, assisting the poverty stricken than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one who made more jihad than Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In short, there was no one who made more ibadat than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet in spite of all these great qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, practically every year in Madina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made i'tikaf. For 10 days without fail, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made the i'tikaf. Sometimes for 20 days. And in fact, on one occasion, for the whole month, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made i'tikaf. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said on that particular occasion, he said that I made i'tikaf for the first 10 nights, then he made for the second 10 nights. It is reported that after that he emerged from his tent and he said, I made i'tikaf in search of Laylatul Qadr. And then he said, those of you who have made i'tikaf with me for the 20 nights, you should continue for the next 10, because I have been informed that Laylatul Qadr is in one of the odd nights, or in the one of the nights of the last 10. There are so many hadiths on Laylatul Qadr, read in the Fazailis Ramadan, and there are so many hadiths with regards to i'tikaf. All the books of hadith will tell you about i'tikaf, about Laylatul Qadr. So it is a very, very significant ibadat. However, even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself sat in the i'tikaf and many sahaba sat with him in the i'tikaf, but there was no criticism of anybody else that did not sit in the i'tikaf. People still continued with other activities in spite of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself sitting in the masjid in i'tikaf. There were people who were out in jihad, they continued with their jihad. There were people who were in business, they continued with their business. There were people who were engaged in other activities of life, they continued with those activities. They did not criticize and say that why didn't you sit in i'tikaf? If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting, so all of you should have been sitting. And those who were out in jihad, they did not say that why don't you all come out and go away into jihad, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the battle of Badr took place in Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Fatah Makkah took place in Ramadan. So they didn't say that why don't all of you come out, leave the masjid and go away. And those people who were doing their businesses and continuing with their other activities, nobody condemned them, that why are you continuing with that? So there must be this balance. The problem with us, that if we are doing one kind of ibadat, then we want the entire world to do exactly that kind of ibadat. We don't want to appreciate the works that are taking place of deen in a different line, although it is within the parameters of Sharia, and it is something that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have emphasized on. So all works of deen have to continue taking place, and there must be no tug of war and pushing and pulling and criticizing and condemning, that we are doing more work than you are doing, we are doing more ibadat than you are doing. People who are sitting in i'tikaf, they say, we are doing that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did. And those who are doing other works, they say, we are doing that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did. Whatever is the mizaj and whatever is the inclination of a person, then looking at the virtues that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have given, then they should engage in that kind of ibadat. Imagine if the whole world, or imagine the whole of Durban, if everybody has to say that we all are going to sit down in the masjid. Or say, for example, now the Taliban, there is jihad that is taking place there in Palestine, in Kashmir, in so many parts of the world. Now, if all of them have to say that, no, we are going to leave the borders, we are not going to worry about all those bombs that are falling, and we are not going to worry about the protection and the defense of this country, we all are going to sit down in the masjid and make i'tikaf. Then we will say that that is definitely not right and correct. At such a time, they should go out and make jihad. So the works of deen must continue. But there must be a significant number of people who must be also engaged in this act, which is very blessed, very noble, very holy, and it is called Sunnat al-Kifaya, meaning that if one person from that locality does not sit for i'tikaf, then the entire community is going to be sinful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen, therefore he made it easy for us that if a few people also, one person also sits in that masjid of the locality, then the others will be absolved of sin. But being absolved of sin does not mean that then it must not look forward to it. Yes, there are people who are sick, who are weak, who are occupied, they are workers, they are laborers, they are employees, they have to go about their normal activities and earn their livelihood. Then that is all in its place and it is permissible. However, looking at this ibadat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he himself of such a caliber, he is secluding himself in the masjid in search of this Laylatul Qadr, we should also look forward to this i'tikaf. If we cannot do the farz i'tikaf, if we cannot do the sunnat muakkada i'tikaf, then at least we should try and curtail our outside activities to as little as possible. Whatever we are engaged in, which is necessary, and especially in the last 10 days and 10 nights, we should try and spend as much time as possible in the masjid. Those who are going to make the sunnat muakkada i'tikaf, they cannot even come out for 1 second without any genuine need, which is of the legitimate kind to come out of i'tikaf. I explained, I think, last year, and the year went so fast, the signs of Qiyamah, it seems as if it was just yesterday, that if a person just takes one step outside the i'tikaf area, if the masjid, he just steps outside, without any valid reason, he's not going to the toilet, he's not going to make wuzu, he just saw his friend, and he just took one step outside, and he spoke to him for 2 seconds. And he knows he's in i'tikaf, and now this is what he does, just for 2 seconds, one step outside the masjid. So his sunnat muakkada i'tikaf is invalidated. Now the question is that what sin did he commit? What great sin did he commit if he just went one step outside? But every mufti of the world will tell you that his sunnat muakkada i'tikaf is invalidated. So it shows that there must be something very, very important in the remaining within the masjid confines. Of course, there's so much of detail, there's no time to go into this. All the discussion, but this i'tikaf, in short is this, that the person is putting himself at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is cutting off from the outside environment. Now there are lots of other ibadat that he can do outside. He can go and do a lot of other kinds of ibadat, But this person who is putting himself in the masjid, he is cutting himself from all those ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala gives him the rewards of all those ibadat without even engaging in it whilst he is in the masjid. But as I explained, that other people have to continue with those works also. They are necessary. In the month of Ramadan also we have to carry on with so many things. So what I am suggesting, or whatever, what I am advising or trying to emphasize upon, is that now let us at least appreciate the remaining days of this Mubarak month. If we all have to take a stock of ourselves and say, see how much of Noor came into our hearts in these 20 days that went, or 19 days. How many of us can take qasam in the masjid and say, Alhamdulillah, in the past 19 days, now I can feel that there is a change in my life. I can feel that Noor in my heart. I can feel that connection with my Allah. I can feel the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala in my heart. I can feel the muhabbat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has increased in my heart. I can see that hatred of sins has come into my heart. How many of us can take qasam and say that? So if we have wasted, or if we have not really done justice to the days that went by, then for the remaining days, we have got programs in the month of Ramadan, late night also, one program 45 minutes after the Taraweeh also, then after Asar in the morning at other times. Whichever of those programs, and not necessarily only here, wherever you may be, I am not telling everybody must leave every area and come here and sit down. In whichever area you are, but cut down on the outside activities, and especially that which is futile, useless, of absolutely no gain. Reading through the newspaper columns, so many articles which are absolutely useless, in fact immoral. Reading those pages and pages of sporting news and activities, and so many other things which we waste our time with. In these last 10 days and 10 nights, try and stay away from that. Put yourself at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Keep tapping. Keep tapping, and the door will open. If we are going to keep on tapping, the door will open. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. He says, you keep taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then afterwards he goes on in another couplet, he says, khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar, pinjre mein par padaye ja. Allah Ta'ala has given you wings. Keep flapping those wings in that cage in which you have been trapped. Keep flapping those wings. If you are going to just sit quietly, then people that are passing by that cage, they will say, this person is very comfortable. In this cage, this bird is very, very comfortable. Doesn't seem to be restless at all. So nobody is going to attempt to even open you or free you or release you from this cage. You keep on flapping your wings, whether he opens or doesn't open, but you keep on doing that. One day, inshallah, somebody will take pity, and they will open that cage, and you will fly away like a free bird. So if you want this soul of ours to fly high and get connected with our Allah, then there is a golden opportunity. So those who cannot make full-time i'tikaf, then at least after, from Asr time, or from Maghrib time, or from Isha time, just bring one bed sheet, one pillow, and sleep away here for a little while. Go for your work, come back again. But of course, we have to take care of the needs and requirements of our life, and especially if women folk are alone in certain areas where it is very scary, where it is dangerous, where it is risky, where it is frightening, then at that time you will get more sawab. If after namaz, then you go home, you spend some time in the masjid and then stay also with the family at home. We have to have a balance. Unfortunately, lots of people, they get so much carried away by the sawab of ibadat that the women folks say that I'm in such an area and my home is in such a frightening place that every little tap and I get the shock of my life and my husband is sitting in the masjid till late night. So make some arrangement, have some male person there with the family. There must be this balance. We must not just get carried away from... There must be no extremism. In Sharia, there's no extremism. Everything is balanced. So spend as much time as possible in the environment of the masjid. Finish up with the work quickly. And those who are employers, I'm repeating this, that employers should take consideration that in this month of Ramadan, especially this last 10, if normally they are working till 5 o'clock, half past 5, 6 o'clock, then wallah, I can take a billion qasams, and I don't say this until I'm 100% certain. Wallah, I'm saying, and in the masjid I'm saying I can take a billion qasams on it, that if you close 4:30, even if you close 4 o'clock, and you release these employees, and you yourself get released, close the shop and go, that 1 hour that you closed earlier than usual, whether it is December or whether it is any other month of the year, the barakat that Allah Ta'ala will give in those hours that you have opened will be unreal. And the same provision which Allah Ta'ala would have given you for opening until 6:30 or 7 o'clock or 5 o'clock, Allah will give it to you in those few hours that you have opened the business. And I'm taking qasam upon this. Believe me, because I'm taking it on the authority of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Quran Sharif and the Hadith. If you have to read that, and that is what this Hasbi Allah is all about too. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. So you think that person who is freeing himself and freeing his employees to go and engage themselves in ibadat, so that provider of risk and sustenance is going to cut down on his risk and sustenance? May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. We are tiring ourselves for nothing. Open the businesses, go for a few hours, do halal trade, be honest, be truthful, and see Allah Ta'ala will give exactly the same thing. Do it, try it out the next 10 days and then check your end of the month balances. It will be exactly what Allah Ta'ala had destined for you. May Allah Ta'ala give us that yaqeen. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to spend the remaining 10 nights and 10 days in the best of all possible manners. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. I make a lot of dua for my health also, that Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me to conduct the programs during the last 10 days and nights.